Gemma, we finally got her. She's from The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise, where she met, of course, Connor Canning and moved down to beautiful Hobart.
And I did say it was Connor's fault that she's late, and she did confirm.
Turns out it was. Yeah. They now have a baby on the way. She's a good friend of the show. Please welcome, of course, Mary Vicerino. Mary!
Yay! I'm back!
We've missed you. Yeah, so what happened? Connor parked you in this morning.
So Connor, you know, every morning he goes to the gym and he goes for a swim in the ocean.
Okay, right. I've seen these new posts.
Yeah, he puts
a selfie up in the
ocean.
It's
just like swim in the ocean. And then I'm like, okay, bye, kids, you know, because I call them my kids, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm going and I'm like, Connor, you blocked me. Oh, did I?
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
Yes.
So did you have to wait for him to
move the car?
So I'm going to try move the car, but then this car is different. You have to take out of the auto park. And I'm like, Connor, can you just go and sort this out? Okay. And he has his space, you know. Life is beautiful. I'm not in a rush. Yeah, you're listening to that, Connor? Yeah.
Connor's in a bit of trouble. Yeah, Connor's in a bit of trouble.
Listen to that.
You know what? Hide the keys now, Mary. Make him get the bus.
Well, he always loses his keys anyway. You know, the struggle is real.
Yeah, you gotta say, why are you with this man? You gotta start giving us some good things about Connor. How's the pregnancy going?
Oh my gosh. Okay, not long to go, guys. I'm getting like, you know, the countdown is pretty much on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 10, 9, 8, all that. So I'm trying to get a house, organizing a baby shower, trying to get baby stuff because I need to get a nursery done. So it's a lot happening and getting ready for that big moment when you get the baby out.
Okay. Oh. I believe it. Were you around Mother's Day? So anywhere between like the end of April to early May?
Yes, it's between the end of April and early May.
Okay.
So, you know, could be a week earlier or not. It just depends.
Mm.
You know, so I'm trying to see because I can plan in mine because I'm having a C-section. So mine can be a bit earlier.
Oh, that's good because, if it was natural when your water broke, I mean, if Connor's car was in the way, the ambulance wouldn't be able to get
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Can I get to the hospital? Just got to put up my morning selfie. I'm in the ocean. I'm swimming.
Babe, I'm going for a swim.
Yeah,
I need to go for a swim.
Carpe diem. Seize the day, guys.
Just tell the baby to slow down.
Yeah,
right?
Just slow down. Life's at your own pace.
Enjoy it.
Mary, you were saying as well, you were organising this baby share, but it was going to be a bit of a reunion as well for Bachelor in Paradise.
I invited everybody, you know, all the boys, because it's boys allowed. It's a his and hers because I want Connor to have the baby shower experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I invited everybody, everybody from the show that we were in the last season and whatever. Like, people were excited. Yes. Now it's all maybe. Thank you to COVID. But so we'll have to wait and see. I have about another 2 weeks to go to the baby shower. I'm pretty much 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And see what's going to happen. See who can actually show up. We'll see if Alicia and Glenn can make it out of Perth as well.
Mm.
So,
well, hopefully, I mean, maybe if they're real friends, they'll just come and isolate for 2 weeks. So they'll be out in time.
Tell them to leave now. And then they'll be able to get out of isolation to get
And then go back home and isolate again. Yeah. That is real friendship.
You'll find out who your real friends are
exactly.
very quickly.
Exactly.
Mary, can I talk about the name? Do you have a name yet?
I have a name. Oh. Okay, that was... Okay, I didn't need to do that. Sorry.
No, it's exciting.
We love it.
Absolutely,
yeah.
You can do
but,
that.
But, you know, remember, because... me and Connor, we had this bet. I was like, I think he's a girl. And he's like, I think it's a boy. All the guys, they want a boy, you know?
I want a boy.
I don't care. If he's a girl, you can pick it. But I'm like, okay, I'm going to be fair. You think it's a boy? If he's a boy, you choose the name. You get $100. If it's a girl, I choose the name. It's $100 for me.
Oh,
cool.
Okay.
So who got it right? Mama here.
Oh, well done. Well done.
Yeah, well done.
But now... Connor Canning, you listening? He's trying to get on my parade and pick a name. I'm like,
no,
brother, you forgot the bat? Like, we spit and shake. Like, you know, you can't. You lost your chance, buddy.
Yeah.
But yes, I got a name. Like, there's lots of names that I like. We'd see. But the lady that was doing my hair the other day, she had a little baby, and the baby was called Destiny. I really like that
Destiny,
name.
Destiny, that's a lovely name.
That's very pretty, but it's not with a C. We're going to go with the C.
Oh, you're saying with a C.
Because we have Chanel, we have Connor, so we got to keep this C train going.
Yeah, okay.
So there's like, I like Ciara, like the singer.
Oh, Ciara, yeah, that's a good one.
Like that, that's nice. I like different names. I like charm. You know how you charm. Have charm?
Yeah, like charm. A charm bracelet.
Yeah, I like nice. Charm.
I don't know anyone named Charm as well.
I think not do I.
When you name someone, you want it to be very different than...
Yeah. I like different, but my favorite is number one contender is Cartier. Because I have Chanel.
Cartier.
And, you know...
And Chanel.
You know, two shops, so... You know, last year for Christmas, Connor gave me a Chanel gift. So maybe next year he'll get excited and give me a Cartier ring. Listening, Connor?
Oh, the old design.
You're naming your children after gifts you want.
Come here, please, Mercedes.
I have one,
Mary Vincerino, this is very, very exciting. Baby due end of April, early May. We can't wait. We'll get you on again for another little update.
All right. Thank you, guys.
And we'll let down Connor's tyres so he can't
park. No, well, then he won't be able to move the car.
That's true.
Well, we'll park it on the street, then we'll let down the tyres.
Yes.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank
Appreciate you
guys.
Coming in.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.